For one Rockland County Middle School, WCBS reporter Sean Adams joining us live from Pomona. So how long will the school day be and what school are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about Pomona Middle School here on the Pomona-New Hampstead border in the East Ramapo School District. Now, the plan is to extend the school day roughly 2 hours from the previous 3:14 dismissal to 5:21 p.m., and that's going to allow for a couple of additional periods, according to the Journal News, one for academics and then another one for recreation and enrichment.
So, Sean, where would the money come from?
Well, you know, I just got off the phone with the people who pulled this together, a local nonprofit group called WellCor, and they secured state grant money, $2.6 million in this case here for a two-year period. It's a program called Extended Learning Time. Yonkers received money as well for the upcoming year. And the goal here really is to help the most vulnerable students, right? Some of them, you know, recent immigrants for whom English is a second language. And this extra time and attention, it's meant to give them a boost, give them a leg up to prepare them for state tests and for high school. East Ramapo has endured some budget woes in recent years. This grant, it's an innovative way to expand instruction without burdening the local taxpayer.
So if it works, the idea would be to expand it?
Well, what they're going to do is over this two-year period, they're going to study the results and then document it. And really, this could be the beginning of something much larger. This is the first school in Rockland County to extend the school day. And from what the people who secured the grant money tell me, they say in other places around the country, wherever the school day has been extended, all of the test scores have gone up.
Sean Adams live in Pomona this morning. Expensive bikes are being stolen left and